Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9. I'm Mike D. My boy beside me, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What up, guys?
We also got Chloe at the table. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Sup.
Alex is in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
And not a brand new guest. I'd like to say the first guest of Season 2. Cherry is back in the house. What up, Cherry?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, you?
It's been a minute since we've had you on the podcast.
I know.
Welcome back.
Sitting by the phone, waiting for a callback.
Well,
you kept asking, so eventually we had to get tired of having you ask. Hey, when are you going to be going
to
the pod?
Exactly.
Yeah. Does everyone have a good week so far?
Yes, busy
everyone
week.
Killing it. Chloe is back from Florida.
Yes.
Did you have a good time, my friend?
Great time.
Awesome.
He's all tanned.
He is tanned.
He's always tanned.
Bronzed.
He's bronzed.
He has the,
where's
like,
that V-neck tan? You got that V-neck tan going on, right?
See the raccoon eyes? Are the raccoon eyes still there?
No.
Is he? Not really.
No, it's not bad.
Oh, no, you're good.
I took off the sunglasses the last day because it was really bad.
Yeah?
Really, really bad.
Really bad. Wow. Okay, well, before we get into the podcast, let's start off how we always start the podcast, and that is with what we wore today. Cherry, since you're our special guest, I'll let you go first. What'd you wear on feet today?
I wore my Jordan 10 Chicagos from, I don't know how many years back now, 6-7 years ago they came out.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
You almost like in dog shit. They're covered.
Those were actually my first Jordans ever too.
Really?
Yeah.
First That's cool.
Jordans I've ever bought.
Well, it's a great pair to have.
Yeah.
I like that. They're Thanks. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Love them.
Awesome. Chloe,
they're brown. They're brown now.
Thanks.
Yeah, a little brown.
You guys could have warned me that I was about to walk on.
They did.
We like freaking yelled at you and you got scared.
Chloe
stared and jumped on it.
What'd you wear on feet?
I wore my Jordans from the CDP pack. It's the Jordan 4 bread.
Dude.
And
so nice.
It's a sweet ass pair, which I kind of regret not wearing them often or as much. Because today, when I got home.
Yeah.
I pulled them out because I was going to baby wipe them a bit. And I noticed that just from my wear today.
Oh, no.
It started to crack a bit.
But it still looks dope.
The paint crack.
Yeah.
Not the sole.
No.
Oh, okay.
It didn't powder up or
like
anything.
Crumble.
But on my baby wipe, I'm like, what the hell are these little chips?
Flakes of paint. Yeah.
Flakes of paint.
Wow.
But they're dope.
Super dope.
I felt like a new man today. Wearing a pair of Jordans that weren't a pair of Jordan once. I can't even remember the last time I wore a different pair of Jordans other than once.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a pair of 4s.
Jordan 11s?
11s?
Yeah.
It's been a minute. It's been quite a while.
Jordan 3s.
Last time was probably my Mochas, and that was probably more than a year ago.
Mm. Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. So okay. I think tomorrow, if it's not going to be Boost, I kind of really want to wear a pair of Boosts. I want to break out the 93-17s.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Really want to. I was going to do it today, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like there was enough light to take a nice shot with that, that shoe on. So the second pair of shoes that I broke out was a pair of Baroque Air Max 95s, which are...
Baroque.
Yeah. Sorry. Baroque.
I was like Baroque.
Baroque.
Special
Baroque.
Yeah,
Baroque.
Sorry.
Executive.
Baroque.
Red Dragon, whatever you want to call them. They're really old school, and I think they're 2003, if I'm not mistaken. But they're super nice. Dope. They're really rare, and I love the tones on them.
Sick.
Yeah.
They look great, man.
Nice. Luxurious, man. Like when I look at it, I'm like, oh, it's all like, it's like a couch.
Yeah,
like that type of
broken in type.
It's got that look.
Yeah.
It's got that look. Alex, what'd you wear on feet?
I'm wearing my white mountaineering NMD CD socks.
Ooh!
Today. Finally, I've been handling a move, so I've worn like some disgusting superstars all week to like kick around the house in the moving truck and stuff like that. So
you're on vacation too, right?
Ish.
Ish.
So, yeah. So
you're on vacation.
Like, I'm away
but still
from
working.
The store, but like. I'm really busy. So it's really cool to wear sneakers today. I have to say.
Are you really, really away from the store? Or is your phone like...
No, actually my team's been killing it. They don't... No one's messaged me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's good. Day six into my vacation. It's amazing.
You got a good team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Really good team. When do you go back?
Monday.
Monday? Oh, yeah. So you got a lot of vacay left.
Yeah. But sweet. The days are going by so quick and like...
You're a busy man.
Yeah. Excited to chill.
Yeah. They look great, man.
Thank you.
So when Alex walked in the house... He wore his shoes in the house. I usually don't let people walk in the house with their shoes on, but I looked at him. I'm like,
so did not notice.
I'm like, you're good.
I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry. I don't have my red carpet.
I'm so sorry, bro.
I'm kidding. Don't worry.
They're so light and fluffy. You forgot that you had them on your feet. Man.
And the first thing I do every time I come in, I kick them off. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No,
bro.
Dude, don't worry about it. I'm just messing with you. Chris, put your wrong feet.
I wore my Jordan 14 Indiglo.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. I have been looking for them for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back in the day, they were really hard to find on eBay or whatever.
Remember when I sold my pair?
Yeah.
You freaked out.
Yeah. This Jordan 14 is a really special shoe for me because we have time for this story.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Go.
Back in the day, my cousins from the United States were like, everything to me in terms of, because I have an older sister, but like no brothers, no, and I didn't have many cousins here in Canada. I had tons of cousins in the United States, and they were like all my age, at least 6-7 of them. They all played ball. They all played volleyball. It was like, they were like the cool kids to me, and they all liked sneakers too. And I remember we were at like the end of a basketball tournament, and we're all sitting at the banquet at the end, and everyone's like not dressed up, but they were like wearing their cool gear, right? And I remember one of my cousins was wearing Jordan 11 lows, but the IE, the alternate one, yes. It's the snake skin.
What colorway?
It's the Zen Gray pair, yeah. Right? He was wearing those. I was like, dang, those look cool. And we were just talking about basketball, and he was like, Jordan 14s are the most comfortable shoes you can wear for ball. And that's just stuck in my head. So when I started looking for sneakers, the Jordan 14 was the first shoe that I bought off online, like on eBay. It was the oxidized green one. And I loved it so much. Like I bought it. One of the most nerve-wracking transactions I've ever done because I didn't understand online buying. And when I got them, I didn't feel worthy enough to wear them. Like I kept them dead stock for a very long time until I realized that I'll never bring myself to wear them. And I sent them to Flight Club eventually.
Ooh. Oh my God.
But no, I mean, like there's no point in me keeping it to just watch it crumble.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I owned it for a good 10 years before I sent them out, you know?
I don't know if it's a crumble shoe.
This shoe would have to be long. It would unglue for sure. So the Indiglo of the 14s was one that I always sought. And if people don't know what it looks like, it's basically an all-black shoe. The sole's like white, but it's under the shoe. So it's like just hints of white. And the logo, the Jumpman logo, it's like a green...
Voltish,
yeah. And it just pops the logo. And... it was like the meanest looking shoe to me, and I always wanted it. Always searched for it on eBay. Prices were insane, like $400-$500. I would consider buying them for like, I told you guys, $300 for a beat pair, like stupid beat pair that wouldn't last very long because they came out in 1999, I think. And I almost spent the money, and then I heard they were retroing. Like, oh, it's finally my chance to get them. But then when they finally re-released here, I was like, I'm not in the Jordan zone anymore. And I was settled in my mind to not own a pair ever. So it didn't really like break my heart to like watch them sit on shelves and whatnot. And then they eventually hit the outlet, and I said, let's be smart now. Waited it out till it was like at the sweet spot for pricing, extra 30% on the wall, and then boom, that's when I swooped in. Nice. And then I've been wearing these like straight 5 days or something.
That's oh, cool.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
I like the back of the shoe.
Yeah, the back of the shoe of the 14 is like dope. Yeah.
I balled in mine. That's why I was okay with selling them.
Were they the most comfortable shoe you ever wore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like
it
nice,
was up there.
It's nice padded. Yeah. I'm like considering buying a pair to ball in, but I'm like, that's just wasteful. Like, I'm like, I'm whatever.
Well, if you get it at the sweet price.
If I get it at a lower price, then I might do that. But I'm really happy that I got them. Like, and I think I felt exactly the way you felt when you wore your breads today, bread for today. Like, what? Why have I been not wearing Jordans? Like, I started going through my head, like, okay, what else can I break out? What else in my closet can I bust out again and say, oh, yeah, yeah. Rekindle that whole Jordan vibe. And
I want a pair of 14s.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got some?
No.
No?
They're the cherries.
I have to tell you something.
14s?
No, they're the most comfortable shoe you could wear.
Candy canes. You don't have the candy canes?
No.
Yeah, I
want that.
I see you with candy canes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you
I would like a pair of candy canes.
I have candy canes still.
Take notes.
I have them too.
Yeah.
Size 7.
Okay, I gotta go find them. Yeah.
Awesome.
Have
awesome.
Them all black. I have
all black.
I have them all black.
All black 14s?
Oh, with the baby blue?
No. All black and red.
Okay, yes, yes, yeah. The last shot.
Yep.
Ah, okay.
Last shot?
It's the last shot.
Yep.
With the yellow logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that. I have them all white. I just sold altitudes cuz they were beat, and when I used to ball, I think I wore thicker socks. Uh-huh. So when it came time bigger? Selling them, I was like, they're too big, right? Like, I'm not going to wear them. Like, anyways.
I have a story about the last shot. Anyways, Mike, what did you wear today?
I finally broke out a pair of my Jordan 1 Lettermans. Wore them all day. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. Like, I took them out to take a shot, but put them right back in the box. Haven't worn them since, so...
Oh, you mean like previous to today?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, like, okay. We met up that one time. I took the shot and then put them back in the box, brought them home, haven't worn them. So today, what's the day?
You should tell the people why this shoe is special.
All right, so this shoe is special to me because my name on Instagram is On Air with Mike T. So on the inside of this shoe, on the insole, it says On Air with a Microphone. And I used to be in radio, so we'll talk about that at a later date, but... It was a perfect shoe for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Really yeah. Dope. It has a meaning. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dope. Gift for my birthday.
Nice.
Extra dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Jordan 1s, we have the Jordan 1 Royal releasing this weekend. A lot of hype around this shoe. I heard there was going to be a lot of pairs, but people are camping out already and using duct tape.
So, we are Wednesday today, but I think a lineup in Montreal started yesterday. So, Tuesday. For the release happening Saturday.
Do you think that's excessive?
I do.
Are
for
they,
myself.
Are they legitimately waiting?
Like, never.
Or, no, I mean, no, no, no. I mean, they're, you know. Yeah, so yesterday there was a decent crowd that started to line up Tuesday morning. And this morning there was, you know, there's always a guy who's kind of letting the other people go to class or go to work and whatever, who's holding down the fort, and
the
then,
list
then
master.
They're rotating. Yeah, but it, you know, it's fun. It's a
Everyone's
good group
cool.
that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a really good group outside, and
that's
they're cool. And you know,
not
so
causing
there's
any
no
trouble.
Issues. Not at all. No,
that's
they're mad
Tuesday,
cool.
Tuesday, man.
I'm
Tuesday.
Spending time with them. Like, I was taking pictures with them and talking to them, and it's cool. There's.
They bring you coffee.
So, no, nobody's brought coffee yet, but
okay.
I'll take that. I'll accept
Guys,
that
step up your game. Bring the coffee.
Sure, yes.
But like, there's one guy in line I was talking to this morning, and he works right around the corner, so that's really cool. And he has a shower and everything at work.
Oh,
so he's set. So he just overnight he sleeps outside the store.
Yeah,
and in the morning he goes to work, showers, get ready, comes back at night. And
that's
I mean,
crazy.
He's getting the shoe for himself, 100%. He's like, it's for me. I've been wanting it for a long time and whatever.
That's very cool.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You think it's the same in other Foot Lockers? Also Hoops?
Well, I mean, in Montreal, there's only a few of us getting them. So we're the only street store.
Okay.
In malls, you can't really camp out like that.
Yeah.
So it's only happening for us.
I think we need to update the people because last time you were on the pod, you were working in Mississauga.
Yeah, lots changed.
Yeah.
And fill the people.
As of now, you are.
Yeah, I came back in October, back to Montreal. So from Mississauga Square One location, I came back in October to Montreal House of Hoops. So it's been a few months, 6 months I've been back.
Wow, it feels longer for some reason.
Because I kept coming back every weekend.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah.
But no, I miss parts of Toronto for sure. It's a different energy, a different vibe there.
Yeah.
So definitely I miss parts of that, but there's nothing like being back here for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's home, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's very
like
cool.
It. Yeah.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
That, yes, it's, I don't think, is it excessive? I mean, I was having discussions with people today, like, is it worth you waiting for the people reselling? Because obviously we all know there's people,
of course,
majority of people in that line who are going to sell them. And I was like talking to this guy and I'm like, is it worth it? Like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days of your time. Is it worth it? Like how much, you know, you're going to sell it for what? Double in a bit? I don't know. A couple hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And he was like, well, some of these guys, they just go to school, right? They're not even really working. So for them, it's kind of worth it to have that couple hundred bucks.
And they're technically not even staying in front of the store for 4 days.
Yeah. So. You know, so it's, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. 4 evenings. I think some of them go home.
It's crazy. If you go to school, like your parents let you like sleep in the street for 4 days. It's crazy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I guess at a certain age, they'll let you do anything. Like, they don't keep tabs on you. My parents didn't, as long as I came home eventually, they were okay with it.
Yeah.
Because they knew I had it, like, I wasn't going crazy or anything. But like,
it's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. I guess if I had all the time in the world, sure.
You would have done
it. Why not? Yeah.
I just feel really bad for the guys who like really want the shoe for themselves and have like children and jobs and they can't do it. That sucks. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, but then that's it. Look, it's not fair for everyone. And there's some people that will tip the scales towards them. Like you, it's hard to compare whose time is more valuable. Maybe it's to them the shoe's more valuable than whatever. So, you know, I can't compare. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can say for me, this is how things go. But I really can't look at another person and say, well, you should use your time better because I don't know what's going on. Maybe he really has nothing to do.
That's what's been interesting about like, you know, 15s coming out and 16s and stuff is that the client coming in for that is that older collector guy and he's getting his shoes. Like he's coming in the morning and can pick them up because the younger kids are not on that.
Yeah, they're not into
that. So
that's
what's really fun about those launches right now. Cause it's like, those guys are just like, thank God, like I can just walk in and get my shoe and the kids are just, they're not on that yet.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And what else is fun right now is the lineup is causing like,
stir.
Well, it's just causing people on the streets who are just not, they don't know. This is really fun at work the past 2 days. It's just people coming in like, what's going on? And they just have no clue. And I'm like, well, there's a shoe coming out on Saturday. And they're like, what?
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And so you're explaining them the whole thing. Like, yeah, they got like shoes, blah, blah, blah. And they're just, it's like a fascination. Like, wow.
And your shop is in like a prime spot too. Yeah. And same with you, Alex. Like, I'm sure you guys like, get the same thing.
Yeah. Primo. Yeah,
we're super close to each other.
So, while we were driving over here, I got a text from a coworker, like my friend or coworker that works with me. He's like, is there a shoe launching tomorrow? Because I talk to him about shoes constantly. So he's like, oh, he gets a little bit of what's going on. Is there a shoe coming out tomorrow? And And he's like, there's just a bunch of people in front of Foot Locker. I go, oh, it's coming out Saturday. And exactly what you said, Saturday?
What?
And he's doing like his text was like, what's wrong with these people? I go, yeah, man. What do you want to do?
You know what's interesting? I was thinking about it this morning that like, okay, it's kind of like concert tickets, you know? For example, okay, I'm in shoes, so I obviously have a little bit of easier, you know, access to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Would I camp out for days for myself for shoes? Absolutely not. Like, I wouldn't. You know, I would want something, but if I would have to wait that long or whatever, personally, it's too much. I wouldn't do it. I was thinking this morning, like, it's kind of like, I was trying to think what kind of item or commodity or whatever would make me want to wait that long to get. And I can't think of anything. I would do it for like my kids.
Yeah.
So let's say I don't have kids, but if I eventually do, if they were like, "Mom, I need whatever, whatever," I would do it for somebody.
Yeah.
That I care about. And you know what I mean? But for myself.
Yeah, it kind of is like concert tickets. Like back in the day, you couldn't buy online.
No.
Right? You had to go and camp out and wait.
And it's like, let's say you don't buy the Drake tickets when they come out. Yeah. You're paying resale too.
Of course.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so for people who don't get shoes, it's just like tickets. Because I know that if I don't log in and buy the tickets that morning, I'm paying a higher price. It's the same thing.
For sure. Wow.
But there's a different kind of beast when it comes to sneakers. Because the whole market for reselling, I think, or unless I know nothing about tickets, the whole market for reselling sneakers is like established to the point where people are legitimately opening businesses for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like websites are created just for that.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's...
One other thing I'm feeling, because I'm in the middle of the camp out, is just that I really see how some people do really enjoy the camp out part. Like they really do enjoy it.
Get to hang out with a bunch of dudes and just talk about sneakers all day.
Well, you guys remember when I did the fundraiser for that kid a few months ago that passed away?
Yeah.
So I don't know if people know the story, but a few months ago there was a sneaker, you know, a kid who was, how old was he? 20, 19 when he passed. He passed away in January of, I forgot what he had now. Anyways, he had something really not good.
An illness.
And he was a sneaker collector, was always in campouts, yada, yada, yada. So basically we did a fundraiser to help raise money for his funeral. And there was a guy who donated money and he met him once in a campout. And he told me that he donated money because he felt bad because during one of the campouts with the kid, he was like, I was in line behind him. And he took my size, which wasn't even his size. And he took it. And he's like, I was kind of yelling at him. I was pissed. And he's like, I've been pissed for the past 2 years at this kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, never talked to him again. I was just angry because he took, I wanted that shoe. And he's like, then I saw online that he was passing, like he died and he was passing away. And he's like, I felt so bad that I never, you know, I've been holding a grudge against this guy. You know, so that was kind of cool. And there was, people who showed up at his funeral and people who, you know, donated money that were like, I camped out with him once. And in that one camp out, like, you know, they made friendships for years. So it's just like, I think people really do enjoy that whole part of it too, you know?
It's cool to see the community get together like that.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So there's like a really positive side of it. I think, you know, sometimes we always think of the annoying things about it, but there's some really interesting, people have like lifelong friendships because of those camp outs.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. So is anyone looking forward to the Royal One?
Yeah, we had a discussion about it, right?
Chloe?
Chloe on the way here.
I wouldn't mind getting another pair so I could undress a pair.
A pair?
Yeah. The last release, I think the store opened at 11, maybe 10. I fucking showed up at 6:30. I got my size. And it was fucking freezing. We had to do the whole rotation going into the car, warm up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go back in line. But that's how it was back then. You line up for 3 hours, 4 hours instead of 3 days, 4 days?
Yeah.
Me
too. I was, where was I? It was Sid and I were texting in the morning. And he goes, yo, I'm going to leave now. And it was, what time were stores opening? 10, 11, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe earlier, 9. And he just texts me. He goes, like, I'm leaving now. I'm going to get there. I'll let you know what the line looks like. I'm like, cool, cool, cool. And he texts me. He goes, okay, there's so and so many people here. I'm number, I don't know, 8 or something. And so it was just maybe 2 to 3 hours before opening. So, yeah, like close at really not a big lineup or anything, big camp out scenario or anything. And he goes, at a certain point, he goes, okay, come now, come now. I'm like, okay, okay. So I start driving and I get there and I'm the last guy in line, which was maybe 11th.
Damn.
Yeah, 11th. It was at...
what shoe?
Royals.
The Royals.
Oh, the Royals.
Yeah, bro.
So you went to Foot Locker?
I went to Taz.
Oh my God.
You remember Taz Basement? Yes.
Taz Basement.
Holy.
When they had
the
Jordans.
Basement.
So I was 11th. And seriously, everyone was just chit-chatting, blah, blah, blah. They opened, and this is what happened to me. So first guy in line gets his shoe. Then boop, 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 everyone gets their shoe. Sid was actually lining up for a friend. He didn't, I think he already had a pair. And then I was like, okay, okay, okay. Everyone's done. After Sid, there was a guy. No, wait, what is it? The guy right before Sid tried to get two sizes or something. And then Sid was like, yo, what are you doing? Or whatever. It's like, you're taking the size that I need for my friend. And then they start talking. They're like, no, 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 this is for this guy and that guy, whatever, whatever. And all the while that they're discussing this stuff, there's like three, four guys in that discussion. I get up to the counter because it's my turn. And they're like, okay, what size? I go, well, 10? And he, yeah, 10. I go, cool, 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 cool. So I take it. And then I say, what else you got back there? Like, what are the sizes? He's like, well, I got like a 13 and a 11. And these guys are still discussing about that that shoe there on the side. And then I see the guy that was first. He was a size 12 or something. He was like, okay. He technically
relined up,
got back in line, which was behind me, like right after me, after I picked up my first pair. So he got back in line, grabbed the 13. So he got himself two pairs. And then these guys were still talking. And I was like, well, can I have the 11 too? And he goes, yeah, sure. So I take it. And because there's no drama, no one's paying attention to what I'm doing. And no one's paying attention to like the guy that was first. So he gets two pairs. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I paid. Oh, I paid, God. And I got out of there.
I love it.
I'm like texting Sid, see you later, man. I gotta, thanks a lot, man. I gotta go. I gotta go. And then I get outside. I high five the guy that got two pairs as well. And then I drive off. And the thing is, back then, I didn't like Jordan 1s. So those two pairs I sent off to my friends.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I just asked my... Because I remember we used to hold a list. The crew that we had on Soul Collector, I created a Google Doc that we had at the beginning of our group link. So you click on our group called the Mall Walker Mafia, and then they'd have all our names there. And then there was a link to the document. So you click the link, but you needed the password. So all of us had the password. And once you get into that password, it's all the group members, our shoe size, our location, our addresses, and a list of auto cops. Meaning, if someone sees a shoe that's in my list, in my auto cop list, you don't have to contact me. Just buy it. I'm good for it. I'll get it. Guaranteed.
Sick.
So there was a couple of guys that filled out their list. And one guy had Royal One. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to get them.
That's
and
cool.
I sent it out to him.
Nice. And he must have been stoked.
Yeah, he was really happy. Like, and then eventually when I did like start liking Jordan 1s, I was like, damn it, why did I do that? But yeah.
Maybe we could bring up the cause cross collaboration with Jordan Brand.
Yeah, it's a big I want to start, if you guys are cool with it, a little segment that we're going to call like, I don't know, like hype is shoe this week. Like the hype
is
real. We are a group that doesn't stray away from like the hype shit. We like it. I think we should all decide on like, okay, this out of all the shoes releasing this week, this is the hype.
Yeah.
The one that,
yeah,
if you're looking for hype, you should get this one. This will guarantee you likes on Instagram. This will guarantee that the ladies fall at your feet, right, Cherry?
Yeah.
All right. So, if you guys are down for that, we'll figure out a name. If one of our listeners thinks of a cool name for our hype segment, send it in. If we like it, we'll pay you in candy or something. I don't know. We'll send something out to you.
One Tootsie Roll coming your way.
So, cause definitely, like, for myself, I recognize it as a good looking shoe. It's very nice. The quality
is next level.
Yeah.
And the materials, Alex, it's like a fully
full gray suede.
With a glow in the dark outsole.
Oh,
it's so nice. I don't see how you'd wear it. That's how nice it is.
I get what you mean.
Keep it in the box kind of deal.
If you mess them up,
they're messed up.
Yeah, they're messed up. But and Cause is such a respected and like cool designer that like tons of people like want his shit.
Yeah, very sought after.
Yeah. And to the point where like for me, right, it was like, oh, this is really nice shoes, really nice collaboration. But I didn't get it until I saw all the buzz on social media and then got all the text messages. Like, yo.
Hype beast shit.
Yeah, like, no, but that's the funny thing. It is hype beastie, but all the people hitting me up are all the OG guys.
Mm. Oh.
They're all like, yo, I've been down with Cause for like years and years and years. I this shoe, and these are guys that I haven't heard from in a while, and they don't hit me up to say, yo, plug it. It was more just like, let's talk about sneakers again. Mm. Like, yo, dude, this is hot. And I was like, yo, how's it going? And they're like, yo, I don't get it, but I really feel like how much they want this shoe. Like, there's one of my friends, he's like, I'm ready to drop like 1K. Like, he's Whoa. Planning it out.
Damn.
But like, he hasn't been going crazy on all the releases, okay. right?
So he's got the bank.
Well, 1K hurts anyone, but oh, yeah. he's like,
they retail what, 5-6 or something?
What's that?
Don't they retail for like 500 or 600?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like a premium shoe.
It's expensive.
But he's like, I'm putting this much aside. But it's not. Yes, it is the amount of money, but it's the fact that he's very okay spending that money on it, you know? And he totally has the intention to wear it.
Sick.
That's awesome.
Like, he's super hyped, excited about a shoe, right? Nice. You know? And that's what's amazing. So, I don't, for me, it's just a really nice shoe, but I think for a lot of people, it's just really I think it's going to be in contention for one of the biggest releases of the year.
I could see
like
that.
Like, it did well.
I'm not tripping over it.
No?
Like, it's nice. I'm sure the quality is great, but it's like, okay. It
just doesn't float your boat.
I guess.
Not me. But I'm not a big, like, quality, like, I don't really pay attention
but
to
I
that
think,
stuff.
All right. The people want it because of what it is, but the quality is, like, a bonus.
Yeah, and that's cool. But that's probably why I'm just, like, when I look at it, I think it's okay. Like, I'm not. It doesn't do anything crazy all right. for me. Chloe doesn't understand.
I get it. I would take Royals over that, honestly.
But what's the story behind it? Because I think I like shoes more because of stories.
Like the history kind of deal?
Yeah. Like, what's the story?
I think that's why it's so meaningful to all the people that have been speaking to me about it. It's because they have history with the
Cause.
Like, the artist, right?
Right.
But
that's probably why, because I don't.
But then have that's any. The thing. All I don't. I'm not getting any. I'm not getting any response from the newer guys, because they're in it for the hypeness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Having said that, though, if I could get it in my size, I would probably get it
for retail.
Yes, just for retail.
Yeah,
yeah. But
if it was accessible to me in my size,
yeah,
for retail, I'd probably buy it.
Very
even
cool.
though I'm not tripping over it for the collection.
Now, I could be wrong, and correct me if I'm wrong. It's only releasing in Toronto in 2 stores. Is it Capsule and Livestock?
I know Livestock.
Capsule as well.
I think Capsule as well. But we're not getting it here much, y'all, are we? Not that I know
not
of.
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see any stores announce it here. Yeah.
There'd be a lineup on last Tuesday.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think resale on this one is gonna be
like
astronomical.
Somebody told me like $3,000.
What?
I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't know about three, but I'm thinking initially you're gonna hit the
2.
You're gonna get close to 2, and then it'll die down a little bit.
It's gonna be like a Doncy.
Doncy, what's that at right now? Maybe 1,002.
Maybe a bit more.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because it's hard to get.
It is very hard to get. It is. You're totally right about like the level of premiumness of this shoe. Doncy.
Like a cute box and all that
shit.
All right.
Very suedey.
Suedey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's stray away from the Jumpman a little bit. Did you guys see those new Pure Boost come out with the Black Boost? I like those. Alex, do you like those?
Yeah. That came out like
Today?
No, at today midnight? Was like Triple Black Ultra Boost.
Triple Black Ultra Boost.
Really nice.
I like that Pure Boost.
The problem with the Pure Boost Triple Black releasing and the Black Triple Black Ultra Boost 3.0 releasing is that it's releasing like right before the Haven collabo, which is also all black.
Yeah.
So it's like being overshadowed. Like, I'm not, why would I pay attention to the Pure Boost if like the Haven collabo is right there?
It's crazy. I'm not
on either.
Even like I recognize that it's a dope collab because like I've looked at the details and like the strippings and like the leather details and stuff like that, but I don't know, like an all black Ultra Boost for me does
same.
It's yeah.
I could pass on all black.
I'm not crazy about having laces on it. Like if it were laceless, I know it's uncaged. I know what the whole premise of like the stripping and being it rugged and whatever for Canada, but no laces, all black, and then they put a hit of something. I think it would have been like maybe the heel cup, be something else. I think, or just the word Ultra Boost be like a different
tone or whatever.
I think that would have been
sweet.
A heavier hit for me because I had a. I don't know. It seems like they put a lot of effort into making it, how do I say? Different, not different. Like, they're taking Triple Black Ultra Boost. Been done, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they make the effort. Okay, let's uncage it. Oh, but you know what? We're going to uncage it, but we're going to put a lace into it. And then, but they leave it Triple Black. Yeah. Which kind of like you, okay, we're gonna make it different, but then we're gonna totally dull the differentness.
Yeah,
the difference, you know.
Hmm.
I'm not a designer. Maybe I'm. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking.
No,
about.
No, but I that's I my don't opinion. Know. I feel like all. I just. I feel like an all black shoe doesn't necessarily bring.
Like I feel this like the Soulbox collabo, also uncaged, but they use colors that, like the heel cup, that little heel cup.
Yeah.
I don't think they've used that color again.
No, just like the really bright red outsole. Yeah. Like, it's really cool. Just
twist it up a bit.
Yeah. You know. And just the fact that there has been already like Triple Black Ultra Boost, Triple Black 2.0s, Triple Black whatever.
Just this week.
Just today.
Two other Triple Black Boost shoes released. Yeah. So
you need a bit of color in your life.
Yeah. Why didn't they just choose? I get, I don't know. Maybe
it's. But it's dope. Like, don't get me wrong. It's like. Gangster dope. Like, it's really, really, really dope.
Like the whole thing around the toe and that tongue is really nice.
Yeah. Concertum details, man. So good.
I get it. But also I don't get it. Like you could have done so much more. You could have done so much more.
I had a thought just now.
It is.
You're gonna design
it's a little random. But do you guys think it'll ever be possible again? How like back in the day before like internet and everything was there, do you think a shoe could ever be released again that like no pictures are online at all and it's like distributed in store and then you come in and you see it, like do you think that could ever happen again?
Like you see kinda it for like, the
but
first
it happens
time.
With albums, it happens with CDs that they're not leaked.
That's
and
true.
Then Beyonce just drops it.
Yeah,
can
but
that
that's
ever happen
like
again?
It
shoes?
Not being leaked. Sorry. Like an album not being leaked is just like you're stopping people bootlegging it beforehand. But like a shoe, if it's not announced,
no, there's just like when Beyonce drops her, you know, video thing, there's nothing leaked before that.
I get that.
Can that
but
ever
if
happen?
It were like if it were announced, it would get leaked. And then.
So why can't a shoe? Why can't Jordan Brand not announce a shoe and then boom.
Marketing.
I know, but don't you think it'd be kind of interesting if they do a marketing
move?
Super
interesting.
It would be
crazy.
It would be crazy, but
like picture,
it would not make it would not make sense money wise.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have to build the hype.
I think it would be even hyper because the thing is, like, let's say
it would be hyper.
No, it would make sense. It would be. It would for me. It would make total sense because like the margin you would make on that shoe. Would be so crazy because like
people don't have the chance.
Okay, so if the shoe is like super hype,
yeah.
Okay, so let's take like a Bape. Let's say like the Bape, whatever the Bape and MD would have dropped
Secretly.
Like, secretly.
Yeah. Without anyone seeing
it. It would have sold out 100%.
Yeah.
100% of the shoe would have sold out.
Yeah.
Not maybe not as fast, but it would have. Mm-hmm. With no marketing cost.
I think it'll have an opposite effect. It'll sell out more because people don't have won't have time in advance.
How do you
to
sell
think.
Out more?
Because okay, picture this. Just picture this scenario.
Sell out faster.
Saturday morning or whatever day, boom. Like this shoe is dropped at, you know, let's say Adidas store, Foot Locker, whatever. It's out. You go to the store. So you have to go in the store like back in the day to actually see it. But you didn't have time to talk to so-and-so and so-and-so across the world to make your decision weeks prior. You have to go in the store, make your decision right now. I think people will buy it even more because they're like, in the sense of like, you might take the risk more to just buy it on the spot and make a rash decision because you didn't have time to pre-plan and know what everybody else's opinion is.
Well, okay, wait.
Right?
But then it's not a hot release.
So...
Okay, wait, because you're okay, this is, wait, go, Claude.
Okay, I think people will show up and there will be hype around it because
now... The hype didn't get to build though, do you get what I'm saying? Hmm? Hype didn't build because nobody knew. It just, let's say the cause...
Oh, it just shows up.
It just shows up. You have to go in store, it's in a glass case to see it. And do you want to buy it? Yes, no, you have to.
You like it, you don't like it.
There's no like attention or like, oh, there's a post like, oh, show up on Saturday.
It's like
just
a secret, boom. It's in store, go. And then you go, you didn't even have time. You didn't even have time to ask your buddy because you had to rush to the store to buy it. And then it's like, you don't even have time to call anybody and ask anybody or to take a picture because you're at the cash and it's like, do you want it or no? Next. Okay. And it's that kind of...
So this is what...
Okay. You feel me? It would be crazy.
One thing. For that shoe to be a secret and release and to make it... For it to make sense to secret really release it...
It has
to be a really sought after shoe.
And it has to
be... So let's say a good model and
that's fine. A
specific collaboration, whatever, that everyone loves their shit that... let's say the Bape or
the
whatever.
The reverse zebra.
So then after that... zebra. After that, you have that shoe that everyone you're sure would love it.
Or it could be something brand new nobody's seen before.
Well, then
though.
Then who cares?
Yeah.
Then no one's going to buy it. Okay, wait. Don't change the subject first. This is a hype shoe, okay, that you're telling no one is going to release, and you just drop it in a store like that, right? Is that what you mean? That's what you mean.
Not really, because you keep saying it's already a hype shoe, but what I'm saying is that we don't... Let's say the cause, Jordan...
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say it was released in that way.
Okay. So it is a hype shoe.
This build-up online didn't happen.
It's a hot shoe. Like, it's a beautiful shoe that everyone likes.
Yes, but we didn't.
The designer
liked
it. I know, but so
nobody knows this information.
I get that. Okay. Again, let's backtrack. Let's say it's a shoe that no one knows about.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? You get it?
I don't think you're understanding my point.
I get exactly what you're saying, but for your plan to secretly launch a shoe that will have an impact, the shoe must be hot. If you're if you launch like a shoe that no one cares about.
Yes, but the only thing that I think we're not agreeing, I don't know if you fully get it, is that we don't know if it's hot. Right now we know the cause collabo is hot because the hype has been built online because we know it's coming.
So let me ask you this.
So we know how much it's going for. We know.
I understand that. Now let me ask you this. If you don't know if it's hot or not, who cares if it's secret or not? Do you get it? If it's not, if you're unsure that it's hot and hey, we're gonna secretly release it to a store and someone passes by and says, I don't give a shit.
Look, this is what...
Because you guys were wrong and it's not hot.
Okay. Do you get it? Maybe you'll get more what I'm saying. So let's say this... We'll take this example of the cause. Let's say it dropped in the way I'm saying. Like a secret drop, it came out.
Yeah.
A guy like you, regardless, will know it's hot. But a person like me, who I only know it's hot because of the buildup to the release. Do you get it? I wouldn't know... seeing it that day that this is a hot shoe.
But let's say
I know it's hot because of online.
So
everybody
I see
else,
a shoe.
You would know.
I see a shoe. I go, hey, that's kind of like the COS logo. What's up with this? I look for information about it. I don't find anything. I'm like, I don't know what this is. And maybe I buy it. Maybe I don't buy it.
I would have to use my own judgment at the moment.
Like, yeah. But then you're saying it would sell out more. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is just that I don't think it'll affect sales or slow down sales. Okay. I don't at all. I think it'll just have a really interesting,
twist of being released.
Okay. Yes. And so it'll this just is what cause, will... it'll cause people to just, make their decision based on them. I don't think it'll slow down sales. I think it'll even make that person who's double-minded and is like, I don't know, do I like it, do I not? I think he'll still buy it because he'll be like, maybe it's hot, maybe it's not, I don't know. But it'll just be interesting.
Okay, so let's say never had any promo and it gets secretly dropped into a store. And the random people that say, I like this shoe, I'm going to buy it, find out after the fact that, yo, this is a hot shoe.
I'll use myself as an example. Wait. I wouldn't buy it that day.
Okay,
because
so that...
Because I'm telling you, looking at it, I'm like, whatever.
Okay, so let's keep going.
So then Chris walks in and sees, oh, damn, look at the quality of this. Look at this sweet-ass box. Oh, my
God,
it's
cause.
I'm going to post this shit right now, and then people are going to start rolling in.
Yes, but it's different because it's the day of and it's...
People are going to roll in and roll in tomorrow, and then it's going to be all over the place, and it's going to be gone.
So this is my point.
It will be gone.
This is my point. Yeah. You secretly release it. Some people buy it. Some people don't because they just don't know. The people that find out later on that, yo, this is a hot shoe and I bought it. Whoa, excellent. I like lucked out. The people say, oh, I saw it in the store. I didn't buy it. I lost in that game. Eventually, it'll have hype built around it because of the way it was released and because it is such a good shoe.
But it's like the hype is just built differently.
No, it's hype afterwards.
Yeah. Afterwards, yeah.
So it's a hype shoe. It becomes a hype shoe. Everyone looks for it afterwards.
Yeah.
But who makes that money? Who makes the resale money?
Who makes the resale brand money?
What did the brand get out of that? What did the store get out of that? It's a really freaking interesting story. It becomes a really special release, but after the fact, after it's been sold out and everything,
they still made what they're going to make.
I don't find the brand will gain any benefit from it.
Just
from
a
having
little bit of marketing.
It dropped like
That's
that.
About it.
Because you want people to talk about it.
Right.
People will talk about it after the fact.
Right. And I mean, I wasn't thinking along the lines of what's the benefit for the brand.
No,
I was just thinking
asked,
along the lines
you asked
of
if they would ever do it.
Yeah,
I think
it would be very interesting to see.
It would be interesting, but I don't think any brand would ever do it.
I disagree.
But why do you disagree?
Because I think it hasn't been done, and I think it would just be a really interesting.
I know, but you can't feed people off interest is what I'm saying. Like, it has to make sense to the brand.
Mm-hmm.
It has to either create such a buzz, so much, it has to create so much talk about it that it becomes worth it to release it in a certain way.
And cause a line.
Or because look, the brand sells a shoe for a specific price.
Mm-hmm.
They just make that money. What do they gain out of it? It's all the marketing. It's all the talk about that brand because of that sale. If you secretly release it, you'll get talk, after the fact.
Right.
But how long? You can't control that talk. It'll be in the history books. It'll be you remember how it dropped back then? Yes. But if you're doing a marketing campaign, you can control how long people talk about it.
So it could be interesting for a brand new model, though, because if, let's say they have a brand new model that's never existed before and they do that kind of a launch initially, right? Create that and then the buzz is after for the next time they release it, it could benefit that way.
But you got to guarantee that the brand takes off. If it's not a hot shoe, that's why I was saying it has to be a hot shoe.
Regardless, I think it'd be fun, and I think somebody should do it because me and Alex would have a lot of fun with that.
I think there was a documentary on Netflix where Clark Kent
talks about
The way he explained it.
For you too, I'm sure, when people are in the store and they're making their own freaking opinion. I mean, that's what's the other day a guy was trying on NMDs or Ultra Boosts, and he's like, I don't even like these, but he's buying them.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal about them? And I'm like,
I totally get, yes, it's a great story, but if your question is whether a brand will do it, I'd say no.
We'll see.
I was going through my boxes today, and this is to make a happy face in everyone. I was going through my boxes today, and I found some like old ZX, some like older stuff. And before, I was into like the big sneaker thing, because I was not aware of the sneaker thing. I remember once I went to France, and I was working with Adidas, so my main thing was to go to Adidas stores whenever I would go and try to bring a pair that I would cross my fingers that would not land on my store a couple of weeks after, right? And I remember that feeling that you walked in a store in a different country or in a different city, and you need to make your opinion right now about like which shoe is hot and which shoe you think will not really
never show up.
Never show up. I don't know. So like this is why you said when you said it, I was like, oh, sheesh, I miss that feeling, because it's cool to make your own opinion about some general stuff. Like sometimes I feel like when the hotter products come out, you have like too much time for you to make your opinion about it.
Yeah.
And even after it dropped, like I'm hunting those Runny Fig shoes. So like, the more I look at it, the more I look at the resale price, and I still freaking think about this shoe, and it's still on my mind, and I still have to make my opinion about it.
That resale price.
Yeah. Fuck. So like the marketing time is not even like, hey, we post a photo 2 weeks prior to launch, the shoe launches, the shoe's gone. It's like it's just so long. It's just such a long process. So like maybe like having a, this is why I agree with you. Like, I don't think the brand would do it. I don't think the brand would benefit from it, but it would be so cool to see what kind of like situation it would create and which kind of people would jump and pull the trigger.
That's good buzz to create something like that. I don't know. I could see it happening.
If a brand is, how should I say, confident enough in their ability to deliver on every product, then they might pull it with one.
Because how would you feel on a morning, you know, that you hear this? Wouldn't you be like, oh shit, get there.
What
to
if
see
it
this?
Were like a shoe that's retroing? So you know that it's like let's say the Royals were not announced, but everyone knows the Royals, and they just said secret drop.
That's not what I mean, though, you know.
But what if? I mean, it would create the same type of effect.
Yeah, I think more of an effect.
More, because, like,
if you just say something there is something dropping, but we don't know what it is.
No, not even. Just they show up one morning, and then people are like, exactly what Close is. The first guy walks into the store, what the heck? Posts on Instagram, and then everyone starts sharing that picture. I think that would be cool. Yeah. Because that would be more, see, that would create a buzz in terms of people would be on their toes, and people are like, yo, Nike's up to something. Everyone stay woke. Everyone start hitting the stores more frequently.
It's like a next level restock.
You know? Yeah. That, I think, would benefit a brand more. Like re-releasing something that they know is not, and not like a restock that's 2 weeks down the line. It's really, it's been 5 years since it released. They know everyone wants it. And boom.
Yeah. We should be like consultants.
Concord should. Saturday. Just like that.
Concord's on Saturday.
Call me.
Yeah. And then, like that way, you know, you guarantee that people will talk about it. And the buzz that's created from that is it's ongoing, because everyone starts staying alert. Everyone's like, what do you think the next one is going to be? When do you think it's going to be? Every Saturday morning, I got to go to the shop just in case, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that way with, like, music, is, like, when people are obsessed, like, Future is so good. And I listen to it and I want to...
Kidding.
I've left a club because it just started getting into trap. And I was like, my brain feels, like, non-intelligent right now. And I left because I cannot handle it. And I don't know. I just feel like people, not when just shoes, but just in general, are not making their own opinions anymore. And it's annoying.
Because they're influenced by the hype.
Yeah. And it's just because it's just too much. I mean, it's always been like that. You've always been influenced by celebrities or friends or whatever, but now it's reached a level of you're just influenced by complete strangers you don't know. And
okay, so maybe I can, okay, let me ask this. Since we have Alex and since we have Cherry here, since the hype can get in the way of people buying exactly what they really want, right, and making their own opinions of what they want, what do you think your role is then, being the people that have the shoes and that sell the shoes and that supply the shoes and that give advice to the people coming in for the shoes? Like, if you're, you know, you understand that hype can get in the way, what do you aim to do?
When I have a situation like that, I, for example, like I told you, that guy who was like, it was Ultra Boost or NMDs or something, and he's like, why do people like these? I don't even like them, but he was buying them, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm there to make a sale, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to deflect people from spending their money, but I will definitely say, like, hey, if you like it, get it. Like, you know what I mean? It's hype because of this so-and-so reason, but if you don't like it, you know.
Sometimes I feel like, especially when there are some, like, multiple drops. So, like, last week was a really busy week, and everyone was, like, sending me messages to ask me, like, which way their wallet should go. And I was like, listen, just fuck.
Go,
like,
with your gut.
Yeah. Go with your gut, man. Like, look at the shoe. Like,
look at beauty pics.
Look at beauty shots. Like, check your fits. Like, find your opinion. Yeah. Do researches. Like, I don't know. So, like, and be okay with passing on this one. Like be okay with leaving behind, like, this one. I can wait. Like, and everyone's like, just, I feel like sometimes people are so tense and urged to, like, pull the trigger on everything. And I'm like, yo, it's cool. Like, there will be other shoes, and, like, you can wait for this. Like, the white 9317.
Yeah.
A lot of the people were asking me if I was getting in, and I was like, no, because I have the black, I have the white mountaineering. I did cop two more freaking NMDs last week.
You're good.
And I'm like, yo, it's another white shoe. Like, it's crazy comfortable. It's really dope. And it's like the silhouette. It's my favorite silhouette of the year so far, but it's another white shoe, man. Like,
there'll be others.
I think it's fun to build people's confidence to have their own opinion.
I think so too. Part. And I never force people to like stuff. I always...
Yo, you gotta stop saying stuff. I know everybody hears Alex and Chris say stuff. It's stuff. Thank you. If it annoys you as much as it annoys me.
If this stuff really bothers you, stuff, then you guys. Should just, you know...
It's stuff. Thanks. Carry on.
Great. I always encourage others to create their own opinions and to accept that they're allowed to not like something that's hype, or not just hype, but sought after, let's say.
It's like with the younger kids now, right? They're coming in for Curry's, right? Because that's their idol. That's a hype that I accept because I get it. It's like, it's an idol. They look up to him. It's, you know, but I have trouble accepting the, you know, I don't know. I don't even like it. I don't know. I'm just buying it because everybody else like it. That's hard for me to accept.
But is that kind of like the same thing with Jordan back in the day?
Well, no, because
the whole
people,
Curry thing?
No, that's what I'm saying. That that hype I get because it's people looking up to like an idol that they're impressed with. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But but people buying, you know, a shoe because they're just like, I don't really like it. I'm just getting it because everybody else likes it.
Because everyone else likes it. I want to be the cool guy.
There's no reason. There's no, you know, story.
Gotcha.
Are you more okay with the Curry thing because the Curries aren't necessarily nice to look at?
Not so pretty.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is just like...
I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, they could have done better. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying like that kind of hype I...
This I'm buying to buy vibe.
Yeah, it's like it's a... They like it because they idolize him. It's
But also, like, I think like... Well, it's a different thing because it's like a performance shoe.
Yeah, true.
Like, yeah, I don't really care what my basketball shoes look like.
Yeah, that's true. On that note, Can I say something?
Oh, sorry.
Of course.
Before I forget, I just want to say that Kids Foot Locker is opening.
Oh!
For the first time in the province. Stoke.
Plug.
Yeah.
So nice. Quebec has never had one, and we're going to have one next month.
Is it going to be big?
Is it going to be downtown?
No. Carrefour Laval.
Oh, okay.
I can say that.
Are we invited to the party?
If we have a party, I don't know.
Kids party?
Yeah, I don't know what, but whatever.
Chris, you can bring the kids.
You gotta bring a kid, okay?
We'll bring Chloe.
Yeah, we'll bring Chloe.
But it's super
exciting.
My
14-year-old son.
Because right now it's hard to find, like, we're going to have apparel, right? So it's not just shoes, because you can get kids' shoes at certain Foot Lockers, but clothes you can't get.
Are you guys recruiting?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, we've done most of the staffing. DMs. Yeah, hit up my DMs. But yeah, so that's very exciting. So that's going to be the place to go for your...
Are you involved in like any of the opening stuff?
I'm sure. I mean, I definitely assisted in the hiring and all that stuff. So
all that stuff.
Nice. I have to handle my own store during that week. So we'll see.
Nice.
I'll
very cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So on another note, something kind of crazy happened at work yesterday. So crazy story. This guy walks in the morning. I was at the store at like 9 o'clock, but we open at 10. So I was just like walking in the front. I see these two guys outside. They're like looking at me like, why isn't the store open? And then I was like waving to them like 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And to be honest, like looking at them, to be honest, I didn't think, I just didn't think anything of it. I was like, okay, they're going to come hang out, look at some stuff, whatever. Didn't make a big deal out of it. 10 o'clock, they were waiting at the door. They looked a little like raggedy, you know what I mean? Like just a little.
You judging people?
I mean, yes. I'll be honest, I kind of did. And, you know, I just didn't think it was like a. Just wait till you hear what's going to happen. So these guys come in, they're freaking out. Next thing I know, I see my assistant manager with like 4 or 5 shoe boxes, pile of clothes. So these guys found $12,000 that morning cash. At Barrie Ukwam Station.
Oh.
So, yeah. So then, because I go to my assistant manager, I'm like, yo, what's going on? Because now I'm on alert because I'm just like, okay, how are these guys buying all this stuff right now? And then he's like, yo, apparently he found like $12,000. So then when he said that, I was like, okay, he must mean $1,200, like $1,200.
Yeah.
Obviously, because
you find that
can't
in a metro.
$12,000. So then when I'm cashing him out now, I'm like, so he's like all excited and he keeps going like, and like walking in circles and whatever. And I'm like, so you found like $1,200 or like, and he's like, no, I found $12,000. So yeah. So then I'm like, okay, like how and where? And so he told me at the Barrie station. Anyways, so it's pretty crazy. I'm just curious what you guys would do. Because then while I was cashing them out, I was like, man, if I had $12,000 right now, I'm happy when I found $1 in my old jacket or something, you know? And I'm like, man, $12,000, what would I do? So what would you guys do if you found $12,000?
Well, first thing, whose $12,000 is it?
We don't know.
That's wow. The thing.
So, I mean, Barrie,
but are they going to find out?
Oh, we don't know. I mean, I don't think he should go around telling strangers and people at stores that he found that money, but... Whatever, you know, I hope everything works out for him. But Barrie is kind of like not the ideal,
not the
homely place to hang
out,
you know. I'm assuming somebody had that money in their pocket, probably ran away from the cops. Maybe a bag fell out with $12,000. The $1,000 were rolled up in like elastic bands each, like little rolls.
That's drug money.
Yeah. Anyways, so my question is, it just made me think what I would do if I found that money. So I'm just curious, what is the first sneaker or sneakers you guys would buy if you found that money?
So only in the world of sneakers.
Well,
I'm curious.
Yeah, like I have other plans
to know
for
what
that money. Shoot,
yeah, exactly. I'm curious to know what you'd buy sneaker wise since we are a sneaker podcast. But what else you would do with that money too? I'm curious.
Okay, let's talk about what we would do with sneakers first.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what else we could do.
So you found it. Whoa. Boom, cash this morning.
12K. All right.
First, I'd call the wife.
tell her you found 6,000.
Exactly. Yeah. Clothes like, yeah, exactly.
I would bounce to Jamaica for like a month first. And then I would come back. And then
go back.
No, and then trying to find some like family and friends stuff, like whatever unattainable family and friends sneaker.
Nice kicks, yeah. MDs.
So okay, so you have 12K. Yeah. How much would you allocate to one big sneaker?
$6,000.
Jeez. Yeah. And you're gonna wear that.
Yeah.
For a shoe?
But you're still regular Alex.
I am.
All right.
Yeah, but I came back from $6,000 worth trip to Jamaica. Yeah. So yeah, I'm like super relaxed.
Yeah, but we're just talking about sneakers now. Like,
but whatever.
And you didn't go on a trip.
No, this is not going to happen. So like, no. Might as well.
Imagine it happened. Real question. It really happened this morning. Boom.
6K on a pair.
I think we need an action plan. We need an action plan.
But first off, what shoe do you know is worth $6,000?
I don't know, man. But the world is mine, you know, like I guess, the sneaker thing.
Okay,
$6,000, okay, you're like the king of the world.
You have that freedom.
No, for real. Okay, so, you can get whatever you want.
So but pick a shoe that you know costs a certain amount of money.
Okay, I said $6,000 because I saw specifically this morning, it's not the colorway that I would be looking for. Urban Necessities, they posted a Human Race Family and Friends. And the price tag was $6,000.
Okay. Huh? All right.
And everyone was like, whoa, $6,000. And I was like, yeah, it's a lot of money. But it made me think that if a shoe is so like, I'm not talking about those white, ugly Yeezy samples. I'm talking about like some like the all white Kif Ultra Boost, Runny Fig, like Family and Friends, like stuff like this, you know? Runny like, Fike, sorry. Skip. like that. The purple, burgundy, Family and Friends, and MD, like stuff like this, you know, like and maybe a couple pairs of them with $6,000.
I like that.
But I would go to Jamaica for a month.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right. Okay. How about you can't put any of the money in the bank account. Let's keep it fun.
You need to drop $12,000.
You need to drop $12,000. Right. Okay.
Okay.
So you spent half on a trip, very nice.
Yeah.
And then,
okay,
sneakers. Okay. Cool. Let's keep it sneakers for now. Maybe not the whole 12,000, but like, yeah.
Because like when you see that much money, all you can think about is the hype.
I know what I do. Do you want to know what I do?
Yeah, okay, go. Go.
I would go to the 21 Mercer and do my like that bespoke lab. That's what I would do.
Do you know what that is, Alex?
No.
So 21 Mercer is like a Nike store that allows you to customize a shoe, but it's like the top of customization where you book an appointment.
Everything.
Yeah. And
every detail.
You pick every material that goes on every portion of your shoe down to like
the stitching.
The color of the suede, like anything. And you have like tons of materials to choose from, all the types of colors of stitching. If you guys want to just Google like 21 Mercer and like they have pictures of like the setup that they have and what you get to pick from, it's insane. And like a shoe, like an Air Force One costs, unless the price has changed recently, but when my buddies made them, they save up for like a good portion of the year. They don't buy shit to be able to do that. It costs like $800.
Wow.
800 to 1,000 for like a shoe. Yangster. But you're getting a true one of one.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. So but
that being said, I would probably like fly myself out because I know I'll go at some point, but I'll fly myself out to Germany and just like sleep in the archive room and just go through all the boxes, man. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And not get anything back. I wouldn't want anything back. I would just like,
okay. My turn. So, if it wasn't sneaker related, I would definitely just put all the money aside for my kids' school. That's obvious.
For a daddy
obvious
of
choice.
I like
for
that.
Me. But since we're talking about sneakers, the first thing I would do is go into my room and just make a nice pile and give away a bunch of my shit. Give away all the shit that I'm not wearing and just give it away.
That's
fuck it.
Cool.
Find it on Let It Go, you name it, whatever. Shoes, liquidate all that shit. Then I would build my 100, and my 100 would be really, really strong, and it would be just the shit I'm going to wear. No shit that I just need to keep on the side to look in a glass box or whatever. Just all fire 100, and that's it. And for my fam, I would have everybody pick one grail that they would wear, that I would get, and they would slam it on their feet right away.
Oh, yeah.
Salute.
Okay.
Real.
Right then, with the leftover, I'd buy a bunch of shoes and just give the shoes out to everybody else that just can't afford shoes. That's it.
You get that's cool.
Shoe. You did get you say build your 100? 100 yeah. pairs?
100 yeah. pairs.
100 is there enough that's money?
Sweet, sweet spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
12K. What the 12K,
heck? 100. Wait. Okay.
But oh, actually, no, that's a good point.
No, no.
12, I don't think that's enough.
A retail, 12, yes. 12K, don't forget.
At retail, yeah. yeah. But not a resale. But
well, he's trying to get some heat.
Don't forget, I have a lot of my 100 already, right?
Okay,
so
exactly.
I'm looking at probably
50.
Not even. Ooh. Probably 20 shoes at max.
Okay, you're good. You're good. Okay,
right?
Okay,
okay. Like, but then, and even at that, like some would be some doubles, right?
Okay,
but so I could probably name like the 20
out of the okay out of the 20 that you would buy with the 12K, which one would cost the most, or which one is the hardest to get, something like that?
Well, it would two come to mind.
Yeah,
and it would probably be Frikes, which are what, 1,200?
Yeah, 2,000. Yeah,
and then the other pair would be probably Turtle Doves, which are probably $2,000, right?
Damn. $2,000. Yeah. Okay.
And then all the other stuff is just my type of fire.
Okay.
And there's nothing that I would say that's over
three.
You know, they're all around 300, 400. Just, okay. You know, I would still hunt. I wouldn't be like, okay, I'm just going to pay whatever.
Okay, okay.
It's a bowl.
Mm.
You got a plan, Mikey?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I see you like.
I do. Ding, 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 ding. I do.
Yeah.
So. Well,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I have to just make a little adjustment.
All right.
As for the fam that choose grails, they would have to be like reasonable grails, right?
I want Alex's $6,000 shoe.
Yeah, I can't be doing that, or else the whole plan wouldn't work.
Yeah. I think I would have to call up. I would use the entire $12,000 just for sneakers, and I would get our boy Jack the Ripper to make me a Jordan 1 through 12.
Wow.
1 through 12.
That's interesting.
All kind of identical, kind of the same, but everyone is different and one of a kind.
I think you get 13 because he'll throw you a deal.
He'll throw dropping 12. Buy 12, get one free.
Yeah.
I don't think you have enough money.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. No, he said about a K.
He'd break me a deal.
Yeah.
12 pairs of shoes.
If the man's ordering like 12 pairs.
Here's $12,000.
Yeah.
I think no problem. Well, I'm also like, Jack, I want to be bumped up the list, by the way. I want to be bumped up that 3-month waiting list.
Damn.
Well,
it's a lot.
I don't know
if
I'll be able to build 100.
I would just fill in all the stuff I'm missing. Like, all, you know, I want the neons, the Air Max, the OGs. I don't have that. I would just get
the
a 95s? Bunch of that.
Which
yeah,
neons?
The 95s.
Oh, 95.
I would just get all my missing little pieces. Yeah, nothing.
All the
nothing.
Little like,
pair. I got a pair for you.
You do?
Essentials.
Yeah, I probably have like 4 pairs of that stuff.
Oh, God.
We got a deal, Bruin.
Yeah, I would fill in all my little blanks. Seriously. Like, there's some Jordans I'm missing, and I wouldn't spend no crazy money. I would just get all my missing
stuff. But
you
have crazy money.
What?
You have crazy money.
I know, but I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not like, I wouldn't.
You're not jonesing for something?
No.
To up your game?
No.
But
that is upping my game. Like the stuff yeah. I'm missing is what I want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I would buy.
I also had one more thought that I would get Jack. He's involved in this too. Get all original Air Jordan 1 from 85. Have him de-stitch them and make an original OG top 3.
Like, why would you need the old one?
Because you use all the original materials.
It's going to look really crusty, bro.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to.
But I think it'd be cool.
No good.
I think you make it. I think you make it cool.
I get it, but I don't think the leather will last. But
okay,
anyways,
Jack will go semantics. With the 12, okay?
Did
Baker's
you
dozen. You have to throw one in.
Yeah.
Did you answer yet?
And bump up that list.
Oh,
no, Chris.
My 12K?
I don't think 12K is enough now. Jeez.
I know.
I've just been calculating everything and no.
I don't know.
He's stirring it up.
Your math is off.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. 12K. I'm going to go a different route from what Chloe did. Like, he's taking like a lot of his shoes and he's like giving them away. I'd take a pile of my shoes and just burn them.
What?
And take a picture.
Because some men just wants to watch the world burn.
Oh my. Whoa. You're so strange.
So dark. But he'd take a sick picture.
I'm messing with you guys. But yeah. Anyways, so 12K. I don't think I have one shoe that would cost like a lot in the Alex vein, because unless I don't know the real true pricing of the shoes, but I would get a lot of friends and family stuff, just like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the ADV 910.
Yeah.
Like everything that's like limited in a, like I'd probably have to map something out, like two pairs from each brand.
Yeah.
And I'd get like everything that's on my watch list on eBay, that's just on my watch list so that I don't have to search it again because I like looking at it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
I think I would geek out and just like save it up.
Ooh.
And just like buy only the consortium, like the monthly consortium collabs. Like if they're, because they had like the World Tour last year, and now this year is like Sneaker Exchange. So I would just like save up and buy all of these.
You know
collabs.
What I would do? Actually, turning it, I would get all the Mastermind drops that have released, because Mastermind seems to speak to me, but I just can't afford their shit. But yeah, I would build that collection, and then I would buy a lot of fly clothes, man.
Yeah,
to go, like those trench coats that I want to get, but I'm not ready to drop.
It's not sneaker related, bro. It's just sneakers.
Just sneakers?
Yeah, just sneakers.
I would get all these hype sneakers and sell them. And take the money to buy all those trench coats.
That's my
But anyways, I think I would build one really dope, like clothes collection. Meaning, closed meaning, it's one specific collaboration. But like Mastermind has Reebok, he has Converse, he has like Vans. I would get all of them, and I would be that Mastermind guy.
Nice.
And then everything else would be more Space Jams.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, more Space
Jams. I need more than 12 grand. I just broke down the whole thing like Matrix style and now.
Hey, Chloe.
Yeah.
After I build my Mastermind collection, you can have the rest of my money.
There you go.
There you go.
That's really.
Thank you.
That's love.
Sweet.
Man. That's love.
Yeah. Sweet.
And then I will burn some sneakers. Chris is such a beautiful. Nice guy, but a dick.
Yo, in a perfect world, I wish that would happen. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, no, it was nuts.
Wow.
All day, I was just like, I was thinking.
Were you like,
my whole life was flashing. I was doing this transaction, and my whole life was just flashing before my eyes.
Were you like, what if?
I was just like, why can't I find.
Okay, how about.
Why can't we win?
You got 12K, something that's not sneakers. Go. One item. I don't care if it's 10K, 6K.
I'm going to Bora Bora.
All right.
I'll take my kids on vacation and my family. Sorry, the kids and my wife.
Yeah.
Jesus, the kids.
Just the kids.
Oh.
I explore Asia. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
I go on vacation too.
It's traveling. Yeah. You'd buy trench coats.
Buy trench coats. No. A trip does sound like thing to do. You can't buy experiences. Huh?
That's right.
Just 1 week, because life goes on after that, man.
Yeah, but you gotta. Okay, cool.
Life goes on.
Yeah,
I mean you gotta work after that. It's
it's only 12 grand.
Yeah,
it's not millions,
but
right?
Also, it's 12 grand.
It's 12 grand. That's that Man. You didn't. Oh, that's amazing.
Like 17
that you didn't work
TVs.
For
17 TVs. Surround myself with TVs pointing the other way. Anyways,
yeah. So that was nuts.
I would place the money.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
You spend it all on red.
Oh my god. That would be crazy. Trip to Vegas just to put it on red.
Yes. Yeah.
Wild.
And then go back the same day.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Nice. Yeah. So last week, Chris and I told our part twos of our story. I want to thank everyone for the amazing comments and feedback that we got from that. But, Alex, part two is now in your hands, my friend.
Yes.
But, Alex, before you get into it, so I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all good.
There was one particular question I wanted to ask, and it's kind of time sensitive, and I just want you to answer it. Since Air Max Day has just passed and we've had maybe a good month of Air Maxing, are you tired of seeing Air Max Day? I mean, have you had your fill of it?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's something that everyone can agree, I do not hate or disrespect any other brands.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But purposely in the past, I have unfollowed specific Instagram accounts on my feed that were only displaying Nikes, just because it was not an, it was not in my interest, right? So for the last month, literally everyone on my Instagram is posting about this, and now those people are like homies or social media friends or yeah. stores and whatever. So like I was literally swamped with Air Max Day. I'm cool with it. I'm like especially like the Air Max ones. I'm into Air Max ones. Like I okay. think they're cool. So I was fine. As much as like opinions are maybe like black or white about the Vapor Max thing.
Yes.
I think it's dope. I think it's innovative from what I've seen about from Nike, but I'm definitely tired of it. I'm definitely tired. I need to go back to like my regular like Instagram feed. It's too much.
I wanted to get your perspective because I'm not tired of it per se, but I did put more effort into wearing more Air Max during
It's cool because like sneakerhead wise, okay, because the state of mind of a sneaker enthusiast for me interests is more than what's actually coming out and stuff like that. So for just like you mentioned, like you're in the glow. We're excited about this old stuff that we're taking out of our shelves and like opening old boxes, finding other stuff. For me, I'm more interested about those stories than whatever else. So like if I see people like you going from like destroying your Oreo Yeezys to like wearing more of your older stuff, well, I'm so happy for you, man.
Again.
And like Cherry, you posted so many cool photos with like your Air Max collections and like your fancy your fanciness in front of your shoes and like stuff like that. I think everyone made it was cool because like the artistry behind March and sneaker pictures was like really big. A lot of people came out with like some really cool ideas and photos. So like for me, it was like it was entertaining to see. But I definitely need some more.
Let's switch it up, people.
Yeah, let's switch it up. Yeah. I think it's about time. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Anyways.
Nice. Right.
So back to my story. Whatever. I had a really hard time trying to find like the part two of my story because like it was just like, hey guys, this is me. Boom. Another really important pivot point of my life was in 2013. So I kind of give you guys like the lowdown about my b-boy career, like how I flew out to all of these places. I was battling, teaching, working for Adidas, my crew, my family, Cypher Sons, why my name is Suji, and blah blah blah. Then 2013 came around. I was working for Adidas. I had been working for 3 years now. I was working in an outlet store as a stock boy. And my store manager, which happened to be a really good friend of mine, got transferred to Montreal. At that time, the manager that came in to replace was really strict on payroll and stuff like that. And I was a stock boy. And she was like, stock is unfortunately like the fat and we need to cut the fat. So, AKA, I was basically going to lose my job. At that point, I was also going through a really bad foot injury. Like I had broke my left foot was broken. So I couldn't dance. So I couldn't teach. So everything was like going to shit. And one of my buddies, one of my crewmates was moving from Sherbrooke to Montreal because he had a really bad like breakup and he wanted to come to Montreal to be closer to us, to practice more with us and to be more like in the crew. He was actually working for Foot Locker at the time. And he was an assistant manager. So I was suggested to move out of my parents' place to live with him because we were basically like the same person but living in two different cities doing the same thing, teaching, blah, blah, blah. So in like a week, I decided to leave my parents' place where I was like super comfortable, really well-educated, super well I had like hundreds of shoes, like about 100 pairs of shoes, and my mom was like, what are you going to do with all your shoes when you're going to live on your own? Like, are you going to be able to pay for food if you keep buying shoes and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know what, mom? Like, I'll show you I can do it. And I love my parents. My parents love me. Like, I left my house because I wanted to just like fly with my own wings, basically. So within like a week, my boy really needed to leave Sherbrooke. So we found a place. And with $200 in my pockets, I left my parents' place with my 100 pairs of shoes. And we basically went around our families, found some furnitures. And the day we finished moving our stuff inside was the day that I found out that I was potentially going to lose my job at Adidas. Or not lose my job, but like definitely not work as much as I would or at all. So I remember like leaving the store crying, and I called my boy that was now manager at Montreal OG, and I was like, yo, do something. You need to transfer me, bro. Like, I need to come to Montreal. And I was like walking in crutches, and I was willing to like switch my life, forget about my car, go like take the bus, take the metro, like go in the city every day, because I had been like three days worked at the store downtown like to help, and I was like really freaking out. So finally we made it happen, and I got transferred to Montreal. And when it happened, like my boy Hop, which I lived with, was also working Foot Locker. So like it was crazy that every day we would come back to the crib, talk about shoes, talk about like we always had like new stuff that was coming in. We would always like send each other pictures of like new things that would come in and blah blah blah. And the time kind of went by, and I put myself into shit like several times, because I had no idea how to handle myself in the money, like in the money world. So like really often I would just like find myself with like hundreds of shoes, but literally like freaking empty fridge. So I guess at some point I had to like really chill down. But the Montreal original space was really like creating so much more, like so much more, how can I say this, like it was bringing me so much more new energy into the sneaker thing, because like I was so swamped by sneakers and the cultures and the release. And I had gone from like BlackBerry to an iPhone, so like I was now able to go on Instagram and created an Instagram account, and I started taking photos of my shoes. And then I found out that like people were actually paying attention about this, and I was like, wow, this is great, I need new shoes. So I was buying more and more and more and more and more, until at some point I was just like swamped with shoes. And I think the sweet spot, I'll keep it short because I don't want to go like too personal, but I think this idea of the sweet spot kind of came into my life when I definitely noticed, like when I was younger, like some people were telling me like, you're not going to be able to afford a fridge if you keep buying sneakers. You're not going to be able to afford like your life if you keep buying sneakers. And the past couple years, especially the last couple months, have taught me that like, you really need to, it's really important that you find specifically what you need and specifically what you trying to aim for in your life, passions, whatever, because it's really easy to get blindsided by like all the craziness that's surrounding your life. And sometimes passion take over priorities, and sometimes priorities get forgotten under like, you wanted to buy like 200 pairs of shoes, whatever. So definitely I really grew from like 2013 up to now. And I think it'd be really cool if I could maybe save it for another episode, if you guys are interested to find out like kind of what happened between 2013 and now. But this little glimpse in my life was like probably the biggest pivot point I had to like encounter until like these days that are pretty sweet, I have to say. But like this, like moving out of my parents' place and like figuring out how to live, basically, how to be an adult, a young, like 20-year-old adult, I was like, I had to really figure out my thing, even though like I had a beautiful education and then some amazing parents and a beautiful family. Voila.
Cool, man.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nice.
Yeah. I like this. Anyways, like, you mean, I'm looking forward to see what
I got some other stuff to say.
I'm looking forward to part three.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyways. What good up? Stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that, Alex.
You're welcome.
I like that. I can't wait to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Stock boy to look at him now.
Okay.
All right, guys. Maybe we should start wrapping things up. What do you think?
That's cool.
We've gone a little long.
Maybe I want to say another shout out to Christian.
Of course.
Sneaker Talk CA. Sneaker Talk if CA. You guys don't know, go you better know. Check out his YouTube channel, Sneaker Talk CA. Sneaker Talk.
Yeah.
He does the vlogging.
Reviews.
He does the unboxings.
He posts this podcast once a week.
He does post our podcast, so we are happy together.
Grateful.
Good shit.
Thanks. And thank you to Cherry for coming by and hanging out.
Oh, it's a pleasure, boys.
All right, so if people want to find you on Instagram or anywhere else on the social media, where can they find you?
Cherry.graywall.
All right.
And follow my stories because I'm really into karaoke these days. So I'm living my dream.
It's lip syncing.
Of entertainer. It's karaoke, singing, whatever. It's
totally lip syncing.
So listen to my my sing along.
Lip sync.
Well, things don't work out at Foot Locker.
Yeah.
In karaoke.
Yeah.
Snapchat karaoke.
Be like a karaoke. Yeah, I need the filter with the big mouth.
The big mouth? Yeah, that's pretty good.
What if it disappears?
Honestly, I'll be upset because right now I'm really having fun, man. Like, I got to tell you.
Maybe Mike will finally install that.
Do you guys have a request tonight? Because I'll post one. Any song requests?
Unbreak My Heart.
Done.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Okay. I'll do the whole song. The whole song.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Stay tuned.
Chloe, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Chlorel.
And Alex, where can people find you?
At Tsuji Cypher Sons.
Chris?
At Christopher.Choose.
All right. You can find me at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much for listening to episode 9 of season 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. We'll catch you back here next week. Have a great day. Have a great night. Remember, get us on iTunes. Get us on Podbean. Get us on Google Play. Rate us. Subscribe. Comment. We love to see those comments. And slide into our DMs. You never know what you'll get back.
What?
Have a good one. We'll see you next week. Later.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.